Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How did your deal come together with Chip? That's one of the things that I haven't really heard much about.
We've been talking about it for a couple of years, actually. And when the timing was right, I flew up to Pittsburgh, met with Chip at his headquarters, and it took a half hour over a cup of coffee. I mean, it was so simple, so easy. The way he goes about his racing teams, I love it. I love his passion, his commitment to motorsports, and he knows that drivers can make a big difference in his cars.
What are you looking forward to most? Last year you were in the Ford, this year you're switching over to the Chevrolet. What have your impressions been throughout Speed Week so far?
I would say so far so good. The Fords still have a slight advantage when it comes to the restrictor plate racing. And with us finishing fifth last night, though, it kind of was nice to chip away at some of our road, you can say, so to speak, to get back up to the top. With the handling of the car and the teamwork and the communication, everything's going good right now, and we've had some luck as well. So hopefully that'll continue on into Sunday, and we'll have a shot to win the Daytona 500.
You're a former 500 champion, so you know it's a long race. The stages have kind of changed the game a little bit there, as far as it seems like as you get close to the end of the stages, action picks up and it gets a little hairy.
Yeah, there's two mini races within the race, and you can't ignore those stages because you have to get the points. Those points will sneak up on you if you don't have them towards the end of the year. So, you know, the second stage ends around halfway of the 500-miler, and then you can kind of jump into that long run mode as far as, you know, the winner will be there at the end, and so you don't have to race so aggressively for the next little bit.
Do you think it's going to be a lot of the same single-file high groove that we saw last night, or do you think the dynamic's going to change once you get all 40 cars out there?
I think with the temperatures are going to be the biggest thing, and I'm hopeful. Like the forecast says right now, it says 80 and sunny, which is perfect for our race fans to enjoy the race, that it'll make the track warmer, cars will slide around more, and then guys have to check up out of the throttle, and when they do that, they lose the draft or their momentum breaks, and then good handling cars, which I'm hoping our team and myself are able to dial in, we'll be able to make some moves, make some passes, and the cream will rise to the top.
What would it mean for you? You're already a Daytona 500 champion, so obviously that changes your life. What would it mean to be a two-time 500 champ?
For me, I race for the race teams I race for, and I would love to deliver a win to Ganassi. It's been almost a decade since they've won the Daytona 500. And, you know, to start off with such a big bang with a new team, I'd love it. We just have to stay focused and take what we can get. This race, you have to be strong. You have to be patient. And you have to execute on pit road and make those crucial decisions on when crunch time comes to take advantage of others.
Seems like last night you guys were trying to work together there for a little bit. I know you, Jamie, you and Kyle were nose to tail there for a little bit, and then Kyle kind of lost the draft. Is that going to be a part of the game plan on Sunday? Because it seems like the whole entire Ford camp, they're just, if it has a blue oval on it, they're going to get behind a blue oval. So not only are you fighting your competitors, but it seems like you were in that camp last year, so you know how they kind of got that teamwork thing going on.
Yeah, my next meeting that I'll have at 10 a.m. this morning is with the other drivers and debrief on what they thought went right, what they thought went wrong. And I came from the Ford camp last year, and they know how to win by numbers. And so we just have to encourage our guys to not necessarily throw away the ego, but just work together as much as you can 95% of the time. And then, at the end, every man for himself.
A couple of years ago, it was every man for himself. You ended up driving to Victory Lane, and you talked about how important it is that it has to be mistake-free. It's tough for the average sports fan or the general sports fan to understand how close NASCAR racing is. I mean, we're talking tenths and thousandths of a second.
It is. You know, talking with guys like Martin Truex Jr., who's a past champion who hasn't won the Daytona 500, but was a foot, literally a foot away from winning it a couple of years back. That's the difference. And you're remembered by your wins, not by your losses. And you have to continue to put yourself in position for those wins. And that's where the percentage chances will go up for yourself. And Martin's a champion. He hasn't won the Daytona 500. He's done a lot of things in this sport. But it comes down to inches a lot of times.
You've accomplished a lot in this sport. You've got a championship, a Daytona 500 win. You've got 30 race wins. What else is there left for Kurt Busch to accomplish in NASCAR?
I feel like I would like to have 30 poles. That would just sound better than 27, but we'll chisel away at that. There's a few big wins, marquee wins, that I haven't been able to achieve. You know, Darlington, the Southern 500. I mean, that race, I was so close years ago. And then Indianapolis. I want to win Indy. You know, winning Indy would be huge for Chip Ganassi as well. Any win and every win is important. It's prestigious. And I've got a great sponsor with Monster Energy who wants to be up front and winning every week. So that's my motivation.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you next about. Monster has hung with you for all these years. They're the series sponsor. And not only do they sponsor the series, but they're in so many other different action sports. A lot of people just don't understand what an incredible company they are.
They're an awesome company, great CEOs and marketing directors, and also the passion that they have for their sports. I've been reporting to one guy for all these years, and he's the talent guy that goes and finds everybody in each of their marketing campaigns. And so whether it's Eli Tomac and Supercross, you know, Gronkowski and the NFL, they even jumped on to Big Brown when the horse won the Triple Crown, which that one was. We're like, horses are athletes? And we're like, no, we're going after this marketing campaign because we believe that the Triple Crown's going to happen. And that's how smart they are and how risky they are and how much fun we have when we're doing different cross promotions with things.
You seem like you're in a great point in your life, both personally and professionally. That balance really seems to be paying off on the racetrack as well.
Thank you. I'm just having fun with it. You know, I'm being a veteran and having experience. Also having a wonderful wife. Ashley is incredible. She loves the racing. She loves the travel. And she's going on to her sixth year now on the circuit. And I'll tell you, you gotta be patient with this circuit. It's each and every week where we're traveling to a different track, different state. And, you know, we meet race fans. We have dinners with sponsors. And it's a fun tour to be on. And you got to have your support system behind you.
You're getting a new teammate this year in Kyle Larson. You've been in the multi-car team before. He talked a little bit about being excited about having you join the team to try and learn something off you. Can you talk about helping a teammate out and that whole dynamic?
I think Kyle Larson is a future champion in our sport, and he goes off the seat of his pants and runs hard and runs good. My hope is just to, you know, sometimes you don't have to work as hard. You got to work a little bit smarter, and he's open to everything right now. And I like his approach. I like how he balances off his personal life with the racing. In all honesty, I mean, he's got 99% of the tools. We just have to give him that last 1%, and that way he can finish these races and win them. I think last year he had 5 second place finishes. I know I beat him at Bristol, but man, to have 5 second place finishes and no wins, it shows you got almost everything right there, and we're gonna figure out that last little bit.
Before I let you go, I asked Larson this, if he won the 500, when Dixon won his IndyCar championship, they got Ganassi to body surf, and I was just wondering, if you win the 500, do you want to see Ganassi body surf?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to see Ganassi body surf. I took the Harley J. Earl trophy all around when I won the 500 a couple years ago. And so maybe we'll put Chip on a tour. Maybe we can get him on top of a craps table in Vegas dancing around with all the chips underneath his seat. He'll bring us the luck. He'll put the money on the right dice and we'll roll.
We appreciate you taking time. Next time you're up in Pittsburgh, you have an open invitation to stop up and join us in the studio. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.